Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell even as one. It is as the good oil upon the head, going down upon the beard of Aaron, which goes down upon the mouth of his robes, as the dew of Hermon, which goes down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahuwah commanded the blessing, life, even to eternity. Reading further from the word of the Lord, in the Gospel of Mark, a portion of chapter 14. And when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat down, there came a woman having an alabaster vessel of ointment, of very precious liquid spikenard. And having broken apart the alabaster vessel, she poured it on his head. And there were some who were indignant within themselves and said, "For what was this loss of the ointment? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and have been given to the poor." And they admonished her. But Jesus said, "Let her be. Why do you belabor her? She has worked a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you will, you may do them well. But me, you have not always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to put ointment on my body for the burying. Amen, I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached through the whole world, what she also has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 9954. Anointing was instituted among the ancients for the reason that the oil with which the anointing was done signified the good of love. For they knew that the good of love was the essential thing from which all things of the church and of worship live, because it is the being of life. For the divine flows in man, with man, through the good of love, and makes his life, indeed, that heavenly life in which truths are received in good. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.